Now let's switch to something different.
I was going to say, hey, you snapped your finger, but it's whistling you can't do.
Oh, I'm a snapping
fiend.
Yeah,
you can snap. You just can't whistle.
Now let's switch to something different. Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 13th, 2017.
Friday the 13th!
Oh, shit! I'd murder you. That's how it works.
Oh, no.
To make it spooky. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Mike and AJ.
Hey!
Very exciting show.
What are we talking about today,
yeah,
Mike?
Right? We had the big Nintendo Switch kind of coming out party last night. And we'll just be talking about that. I don't even know if we're going to have a special zone or what else are we going to say?
We played the game on PlayStation.
Who cares? So, what do you think of, like, the presentation overall?
I thought they did a really good job. There were a few...
There are things.
There were the bits. Mostly it was just kind of, like, developers talking, like, here's what we want to do. It's like...
When the first two games were like motion control games, I was like, oh no,
that
it's happening
me.
Again.
That doesn't
I was scared for a bit that it was for a while. I was like, what is this?
But like, you know, like I get like, oh, it's Suda51. He's wacky. It didn't help that his translator was like sleeping.
I think it's sure that it was thrown off guard because Suda51 did not go by the script and it caught him off guard.
Yeah,
and that's why
I mean, even like the EA guys like, oh, we're bringing FIFA. Like, that's all he said. But it took him, like, 5 minutes
right.
to say that.
Hey,
like,
okay.
Like, you didn't have anything to show? Okay. When they were showing stuff, it was great. And again, Nintendo's gotten really good at making kind of pre-recorded footage of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I thought, overall, what I liked is they came right at the beginning. Like, okay, here's what it costs, here's what it comes out.
Well, was any of that surprising? It is a little earlier in March than I would have thought.
I would have guaranteed, like, March 30th. Like, yeah. As late as they could go.
$300 is exactly where I thought it would be.
What do you think of people saying that's too expensive?
Oh,
like,
no.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Like, go
like,
buy...
it couldn't possibly... In the best case scenario, it's going to be $250.
Go
is
buy...
that $50 difference? I don't
go
know.
Go buy any tablet that comes with a controller and a docking station and tell me how much that costs.
I don't know. I think those people were saying that, like... You must not have much want for a Nintendo system in the first place, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think $300 is an incredible
that
price.
That seems pretty good to me.
It's what the last system cost. A shocking number to come out with, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's going to cost as much as the MSRP of an Xbox One S is currently.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, lately it's basically been $250, but that was the holidays. That's going away.
Right.
I mean, yeah. If you want to talk about price, let's talk about the accessories, because that's a
those
little
are getting priced
excessive.
Pretty hard, right?
What did an Xbox One and PS4 controller cost at launch? Were they $70?
No, I thought 60 they were, at most, I think.
Okay, I thought they were
at most.
50 now,
50
right?
Or 60, something
like
that, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, I guess you're paying, like, this weird $10 premium for the Pro controller, which is a bummer. I think $80 for a Joy-Con package is a little nuts.
No, they are. And I understand there's a lot going on with those Joy-Cons, which actually is surprising how much is going on.
Yeah, I was, like... So they have, you know, full-blown motion sensing. It sounds like basically like Wii Motion Plus, like, crammed into this tiny little frame. But it doesn't need to use any kind of, like, tracking base sort
Thank
of thing.
God.
Like, you know, that sensor. Speaking of sensors, the right Joy-Con has an IR camera that not only can detect depth, but, like, shapes of objects.
Yeah, so we can see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's interesting. They have what they refer to as HD Rumble. The next generation, like, take that, Sony, which basically sounds like really advanced haptic feedback like we have in you know, iPhones and stuff now, so that'll be nice. NFC reader for your Amiibo, and yes. Was there anything else in the controllers?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, there's like, it's like when you have them separated, like where they would normally connect to like the little Switch tablet or that little middle thing, like, has more shoulder buttons, so like when
yeah,
you're holding
and they,
it
they even said this on the Treehouse event, like it's a Super Nintendo controller just with an analog mm-hmm. stick instead of a D-pad and even one extra button because you have L3
right so yeah, and just the fact that yeah the controller, like, you know, has the L3 like
mm-hmm.
the, yeah but
yeah, and that's the thing, like everyone was like I'm watching Twitter and Slack and it was like, oh god, motion controls. I'm like, it's still a fucking controller, like, relax.
No, I mean,
it's just an option.
There was a bit of, you know, like, this feels like a Nintendo Wii presentation for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Arms, when they showed more of Arms today and the thing, it started to look more interesting. Yeah, I don't, you know, that was gonna be a serious fighting game.
Yeah,
but
plus they
like
also said you can play it with controller, it doesn't have
sure.
to be motion control.
So let's get to like some of the real exciting things. Let's talk about Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Because, like, That trailer
was a great trailer.
Awesome.
It's great because it starts, and you're like,
what is this?
Okay, like, I thought it was like Lego Undercover because they were talking about
that. That was like Splatoon-ish in a way. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, and then, you know, Mario pops up. You're like, okay.
Okay, cool. It's so cool because one of the criticisms I had with 3D World was that it felt like, you know, the aesthetic was a Mario game. And the whole point is like, yeah, he's out of the Mushroom Kingdom or whatever. It's different looking. Like, all these places are different. Like, he's in a real city. He's in, like, this haunted forest thing. And, like, the Mexican kind of, you know, fiesta village and stuff like that. And just every stage, like, every little environment they showed looked so cool. And
they look like they could have been their own games.
And, yeah, and they even made a point of saying, like, this is going back to, like, the sandbox levels of Mario 64 and Mario Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And I like the galaxy kind of linear levels too, but there is part of me that's like, yeah, those open worlds were really cool.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at like the New Donk City.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very vertical,
mm-hmm.
which is something you don't often get in a Mario game, so that would be cool to
Right, and we saw that. Some like new things like ledge kind of
shuffling.
It's funny how the thing that made me lose my mind and, like, freak out, we'd be the same time, was he was throwing his hat as, like, a new attack in the trailer.
You're like, okay, cool.
It's like Maze doing that instead of, like, the punch. One point he threw it and then jumped on it as a platform.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is cool.
Yeah, that looks like it'll be a great mechanic.
That is going to be so awesome. And then they kind of hint to, like, his hat, like, comes alive and is a character, maybe.
Has some eyes, a little Minish Cap.
Yeah, Mario the Minish Cap. But, man.
And it's fun to see, like, again, I'm sure you're going to hear this ad nauseum, how this isn't going to be as powerful as an Xbox One or a PS4. But what they're finally getting to is, like just the quality of the animation. Yeah. The way Mario's looking around and stuff, he's moving around.
He's so much more expressive. And, I mean, there are some things where you can tell, like, oh, you know, like the humans look, you know, they're whatever. They're walking around human characters. Mm-hmm. What do you think, like, somebody like, hey, it's Mario 06? Because, you know, it does kind of look like Sonic 06.
But in a way, I think, like, that's tongue-in-cheek on their part. Because it's not, this isn't the whole game, it's in New Donk City. I mean, it's just one of the levels.
Well, here's the thing. The problem with Sonic 06 was not that it took place in a real city with people walking around, right?
Yeah, that was the least of its problems.
Like, Sonic Adventure did that, and it was actually fine, yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the problem, so to say. And again, just the idea of doing something different is nice. Like, that's better to me than walking around the Mushroom Kingdom
again.
For the millionth time. Right. Yeah, that, like the 3D Mario games are always so good.
Mm.
This game just looks really exciting. Like, I'm so pumped for that. Like, already, like, for holiday, I just can't wait. And then again, you're like, you're gonna be able to play that on that tablet right away.
Yeah,
like,
whatever you want.
Like, dude, like getting like 120 stars, whatever it is going to be, and that's going to be kind of, you know, like, you know, I can get a star now and mm-hmm. do this here.
Oh, so one thing we kind of skipped over, we're talking about playing it anywhere. Battery life. It's an hour less than the new 3DS.
So basically, that actually surprised me that it is only that much more less. It almost made me feel a little better about
it. Yeah, like, you hear that 2.5 to 6.5 hours, you're like, oh, it sounds low. And then you're like, oh, yeah, the new 3DS is 3.5 to 7.5 hours, so not as bad. Plus, since it's using a standard USB-C to, you know, USB, most people, I feel like, it's become a common thing to have, like, that little external battery juicer thing. Just plug your Switch
in. I mean, it's not great, but it is also kind of not too surprising, right? It's not, like, a deal breaker.
And again, you're getting a portable system with slightly less power than an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's going to chug some battery. Deal with it.
I mean, the you know, the honest truth is a lot of time, the portable place I'm playing is my bed anyways.
Yeah, right?
So, like, or, you know, you're on it, or an airplane, which all of them have, like,
unless you really think you're going to be, anyways. Yeah, are you really taking this to the park?
Right.
Like, I'm sure someone will. I don't mean to denigrate you, individual,
mm-hmm.
but I think most of us just want to play it on the shitter.
Right.
Right?
So it's not, like, ultimately a huge problem.
Yeah, you're in the car, plug it in.
Yeah, plug it in. So, yeah, that doesn't bother me. I want to talk about Zelda a bit, just because, as far as just, like, a trailer and, like, the presentation of a trailer and, like, the directing of a trailer, that trailer
was a good trailer.
That's about as good as they get.
Mm-hmm. And this is where...
A hell of a trailer.
And this is where their presentation skills finally, like, showed. And they did that thing that Apple used to do, where you end with something exciting with a neat little sting at the end.
Mm.
And they were teasing, oh, when is it coming out? Well, let's ask Anuma-san. Oh, you have to go back to Japan and ask them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, but it's like, you know, everyone on Twitter, I was going back.
Like, you know they're going to say it's a launch
title.
Yeah,
because, like, if they didn't, like, people just, like, burn their houses down in protest. Yeah. So, yeah, like, you play that trailer, it's, like, this incredible trailer, and then you say March 3rd, and you're like,
Aww. Less than 2 months are playing that. I just can't talk. Like, I watched that trailer just so many times. Like, it like ramps up and ramps up, and just like so many things that are just different, like the voice acting, right? Especially in the like watching the English one, like these people are, it's a Goron saying English. Like when like the music kind of kicks in, you get a bit of that Zelda theme, and it's like this like weird. It also reminded me of Kingdom Hearts 2. It's like I feel like these are like tag along characters are like doing their special attack.
Yeah, right.
It's like just like when the Goron's like here it comes, like whoa. There's like that the one flying guy that's like this guy's like bow and arrow. I'm like I don't know why this is so epic.
Yeah,
I like the getting trailer goosebumps.
So it seemed to imply to me, at least for portion of the game, Zelda's going to be like with you.
Yeah. At some point.
Like an eco kind of thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Which would be cool.
Sometimes, all you keep like always like one step behind Zelda, and sometimes your paths diverge, you know? Might be one of those things. It is interesting how many Wind Waker things there seem to be here.
The whole thing, in a good way, it feels very fan service-y.
Yeah.
Like, every character race that's ever been in a Zelda, like, there's Goron, there's Zora, there's those bird dudes.
Kokorai.
Yeah, like, they're all there.
Right.
The Deku Tree is back.
Right.
Everyone's there.
And look, there they all are. I didn't see any of those mechanical people from Skyward Sword, but I don't know if anyone will remember. Give it a bit. Next trailer.
It's a big game.
But, I mean, that game, I'm just so excited for that game. It just looks super fun.
And I gotta admit, I was a little surprised that they said it will come out for the Wii U. Same day.
Same day.
You almost would have expected them to hold that back to juice.
I still think it matters.
So, yeah.
I don't think it matters.
At this point, just sell the software.
Yeah, and everybody, I still think most people, anyone who's going to get it is going to like, switch to a Switch.
A lot of Switch puns for the next few years.
So what do you think? Let's talk about like that launch live draw, because that's a pretty big point of criticism. It's a valid point to a degree. It doesn't actually bother me in a weird way.
I mean, part of the problem, I guess, is because like this is launching by itself. Like there are other systems coming out. Like it's not a generational shift. So you're like, well, I'm not going to buy this now because like Mass Effect's coming out a couple weeks later and then this and this and this and this and I got all these other games to play and I'll get to it. I mean, if you objectively, I think, compare it to any other system launch, you're launching with a Zelda game. Like that's
kind of the thing. And that's kind of been the Nintendo launch MO, right? Is that one game.
Yeah, and then you got like some cool stuff. And then you know that Splatoon 2 is coming. You know Mario's coming.
Right. I mean, Nintendo 64 launched with two games. You know, but one of them was Mario 64. So who cares?
You know, a game you're going to play. And again, it's a little less because, well, I could just play this on my Wii U, which I just want to say, for a system that supposedly didn't sell well, all of a sudden, all these people are like, well, I'll just play it on my Wii U.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Oh, I didn't know that many people had one.
Yeah.
Is your Wii U connected right now?
And also, even just recently, the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 did not have good launch lineups. They had more. It's like, when you look at it, but it's like, oh, Killzone, and, you know, Dead Rising again. And, you know, it's like, this stuff's like fun. You play like, oh, yeah, new system. It's like stuff you would only play as a launch title. Whereas, like, Zelda is going to be, you know, it's going to be Zelda forever, right? People are going to care about that new Zelda game in 5 years in a way that nobody cares about Killzone or whatever the subtitle was. Or Knack. You know? Like, you know. I get it. I think it is a valid criticism, but, you know, I get Zelda. I'll get Bomberman. Probably fine.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to buy the system, play one game, and break it in half. Like, you're going to have it. Games are coming. I mean, and again, everyone's like, like there's only gonna be 4 Nintendo games announced so far. It's like E3 is coming up. Like, relax.
It's coming up, and I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's true. Yeah, that's how it is. It's fine. Yeah, look, don't you know? Yeah, don't get the Switch as your only video game system ever.
Right.
But I think for most people, and I think when that criticism kind of comes from not a genuine place, very very few people anymore, especially people who like video gaming a decent amount, have one video game system they're playing a lot. Even if it's just your computer or your phone, right? Nobody's playing video games on one thing anymore.
Right.
So, especially everybody has a computer that's good enough to at least play, like, you know, like a Hearthstone or a League of Legends or whatever. God, for most of last year, everything I played was games that could have run on a laptop. I was playing Hearthstone and World of Warcraft.
Right.
You know? So.
So, let's see. Anything else in the presentation from last night, specifically. I mean, there was Splatoon 2, which is not like Splatoon 1.5. It's like a full-blown sequel.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's, not launched. It's kind of, what is that, summer or something? I don't know.
Mm-hmm, summer.
But yeah, Splatoon 1 was great.
And again, this is what's so exciting about it. You know, you play on your TV, and it's like, okay, we're playing Splatoon online or whatever you want to do. But then, like, you know, you pop off your your Switch, you go over to someone's house, and you, like, LAN party it up without having to, like, bring a TV. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be so good. Speaking of online, let's talk about that, because that was the other surprising announcement, I guess. So they're joining ranks with Microsoft and Sony and are charging for online play. They won't start until the fall. They'll be free till then.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we don't know...
We don't much of anything.
Is it friend code still? Is there something unified?
It can't be friend code.
Is it our Nintendo IDs? It sounds like they were really vague about this, but like they kept talking like you're controlling a lot of this from your smartphone?
Which I don't understand. I'm like, why? I'm already using a device. Why do I need to use...
Well, so what I'm thinking is maybe this is their way, like, you know how, like, you know, Xbox has the guide pops in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't want to sacrifice horsepower of the system to run, like, an app like that that's going to manage right. your party. So you're doing that from your phone, which I kind of understand, actually, like, as a weird second screen thing. They also showed off, like, that parental controls app. Did you watch that video?
I saw a little bit of it.
Cute video, by the way. Yeah, like, that's kind of neat how you can handle stuff like that. But the cooler announcement of that is you know, like these services give you free games, you're getting NES and SNES games with online play added to them.
Right.
Now, there's some weird... People are worried, like, if you take this wording super literally, it means, like, you get that game for the month, and then it goes away, and you get another game next month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not permanent.
I bet it might be permanent. I mean, what the heck?
I mean, yeah, I would hope.
If Sony and Microsoft can give you actual games. They can give... Nintendo can give you an NES game once a month.
Right.
They didn't say much about the Virtual Console in general or what's kind of happening there. Like, we know, obviously, old games are coming to the system.
Yeah, like, they have a history.
Right. Well, they just really said here that we are getting them, but, like, what, you know, is this the only way you get them, or... Right.
I doubt it.
Right, I don't think so. So, yeah, there are some questions.
And that free thing was just NES and SNES. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be 64 games. There's rumor of GameCube games coming.
So. Mainly with online support. Oh my god.
Yeah, right. All in all, the show itself last night was like just blew me away. Like, I was so happy. I haven't been this excited about a console launch in a very long time. Also surprising, like, nothing really leaked beforehand. Like, we didn't find out the date.
I think something's leaked. Not the date. Not nothing big. Not the
yeah,
date.
Yeah, nothing. Right? Well, not the
big... A lot of, like, rumors.
Yeah, yeah. So, immediately after, we got, like, a few more kind of trickle announcements. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah, which actually is more notable than you would think, just because it has that, like, full-on battle mode now.
Thank God.
It's got, like, Splatoon characters.
Yeah, new tracks, new characters.
And one thing I thought was really interesting when they were showing that off on the trio scene today, when he put it just, like, you know, in the portable mode, he said, yeah, look, it's still running 60 frames per second, 720p.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the trade-off. You go from 1080 to 720,
so you
down-clock for that to save battery, and it's going to be fine. I mean, that Wii U controller... the gamepad screen was less than 720.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, and people were, you know, playing games on it. And it's fine. It's all about pixel depth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Let's see. What else were they showing that looked good? There was...
it was just kind of games. Like, does One 2 Switch do anything for you?
That'll be fun. I mean, it'll depend on what you're... I'm not going to pay $60 for One 2 Switch.
Yeah, obviously. I know, right?
Whatchamacallit? Bomberman. God, I couldn't get it out.
Bomberman looks like Bomberman.
Yeah, I'll bring a new
Bomberman. I'm actually excited about that new Street Fighter.
Yeah, I was going to say Ultra Street Fighter 2. I'm more excited about that than I ever was about Street Fighter 5. Like, yes, please, I'll take that.
That's funny.
You know, there's that Puyo Puyo Tetris, which, you know, I'm just...
There's a lot of games that's like, you know, like, yeah, the Tetris game, the Bomberman game, Street Fighter, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Skyrim's gonna be on this, so I'll buy that.
It is actually that was kind of the only, like, traditional, like, third-party AAA game really shown off in any meaningful way. We almost expecting maybe more third-party stuff after kind of hearing about third-party support this.
I said, like EA was kind of there as, like, this weird token appearance,
like,
and they had that sizzle trailer that showed, like, Sonic.
Like,
and,
Steep's coming to it, I guess. Sonic will be the one, though.
Yeah. Sonic. I switched my Sonic Mania pre-order.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll play it on that.
Cool. So, we've already pre-ordered ours.
Yep, we are doing in-store pickup at Best Buy for a midnight launch.
So, we are ready to go.
Yeah. Did you get the gray controllers?
Yeah,
or the
gray.
The,
I don't know.
Okay, you
didn't
want the
orange
red.
Spice. They'd be in there.
Hey, never say never. Mm-hmm. They might release the orange spice later.
Right. Batman.
Oh, I'm just it's so weird. Every time you think Nintendo's done.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, pack it up.
They've already been doing, like, some decent turnaround here with,
Right, because they released the NES Mini. Everyone's like, oh, they won the holiday. I'm like, no, they didn't.
Yes, but it was great.
It's great, but they didn't win the holiday. They didn't,
what does that mean, win the holiday? I'm not saying they won. I said they released a good product. Who won the holiday, ads guy?
Well, no one.
That's what I mean. Because
no matter who wins, we lose.
That's right. Just like Alien vs. Predator. I'm just saying, it was a very good thing they did.
Well, sure.
And they can do more of that.
But yeah, I hope this thing succeeds. I want it to. Again, to go back to the whole topic of like third-party support, it's going to be weird because there's going to be some games that are going to come out on all systems. It's like, well, do I want this in like 4K on my Scorpio?
Like something like Sonic Mania. It's like, right.
Yeah, that. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that on the Switch. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, if Titanfall 3 comes out 2 years from now, I'm probably going to want that like on 4K on a Scorpio on my giant TV and not like, you know, a weird 1080p version that I could take with me. I don't need to take Titanfall with me.
Exactly.
You know? Again, it's kind of maybe a shitty thing to say, like, oh, Nintendo always makes a great number two console. Yeah, I think that sells them a little short. I think it's still a great family option, because again, even think of this. Like, if you got kids, out of the box, you have everything you need for two people to play. Depending on the game, right?
I feel like there are some people kind of like say, oh, this is just like, you know, for Nintendo fans. I feel like that almost gets discounted a bit. Like, I think there are a lot of Nintendo fans.
Aren't we all Nintendo fans?
There are a lot of Nintendo fans. And that's kind of how I approach it generally is I'm a Nintendo fan. I'm largely excited about Mario and Zelda, you know?
Yeah,
that's great. I'm excited. I can't wait. I think both of those games look super fun. I know one's coming out of the Wii U, but it's just like, I don't want to play that Wii U version.
No. You're going to pick up a gamepad and have fun.
When was the last time a major Mario and Zelda game came out in the same year, I wonder.
Same year? Wow, that's a good question. When did Sunshine and Wind Waker come out in relation to each other?
Relatively close, but I forget if it's the same year. That's a good question. Because it might have been. Because it was 2003, I think, for Wind Waker. Because it was delayed the last second. Something like that. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, I'm excited. You're excited? We'll get our hands on this thing soon. All right. Is that it?
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I got a lot of things to do. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Why don't you wrap it up in fact?
Okay, so you can find more of our episodes at ebpodcast.com, where you'll also find us in the iTunes Music Store, Google Play, Stitcher, I think we're on there. Yeah, I mean, just search it. You'll find it. And, you know, while you're searching and finding it, leave us a review, because that's always good, too. And, yeah, we'll be back next week. I don't know what we're talking about next week. Something. We'll come up with something. Okay, so you all have a good week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.